Session 2, Getting Started with Family Worship. Thank you for joining back with us. In this session, we're going to discuss the three essential elements for family worship so that you can start to craft a practical plan for implementing faithful family worship in your household. And the three elements are read the Bible, pray in response, and sing in response. Let's walk through each of these three elements in turn. Number one, read the Bible. This is the first, most foundational element of family worship. We read the Bible. As we discussed in the first chapter, God's word never returns void. Reading God's word together is one of the most beneficial habits that you can form in the life of your family. And when I say read the Bible, I mean read the Bible. No one has to preach a sermon. Just read the Bible, friends. Never, never let a day go by without your children having the word of God proclaimed over them. This is the best way to build Bible literacy in our children. At GodCenteredFamily.org, we produce family worship guides to help you know what passage to read. So consider these guides like an interactive Bible reading plan for your entire family. And we typically read through entire books of the Bible in manageable chunks, usually about a chapter a day, and we alternate between Old Testament and New Testament books. And depending on the age of your children, the discipline of listening to Scripture may take time to develop. Be patient and gracious with your children, but also be sure not to just give them excuses or allow them to ignore or disrespect the reading of God's Word. Like all habits that are actually worth having, the habit of hearing God's Word takes time to develop. So yes, it will take time, but it is worth it to develop and cultivate that discipline in your children. Our family worship guides also include 3 to 4 discussion questions for each day's reading, and these are just to help your children understand and apply what we read. The questions generally move from comprehension questions. Think about, like, what did I just read? What were the details of the passage? And then they move to interpretation questions, like, what did it mean? What does it reveal about God? And they climax in application questions. In light of this great God revealed in His glorious word, what does this mean for my life? How can I worship God? How can I obey God? And so with that in mind, moving from comprehension to interpretation to application, it might make sense in your family to start with the youngest child and work your way up. That just depends on who's in your family and what the breakdown of ages is. And for toddlers, you can even ask more basic questions that you repeat every day when you're reading a book of the Bible. So for instance, right now in my household, we're reading Deuteronomy in family worship. And every night we ask our daughter, what book of the Bible are we going to read tonight? And she knows it's Deuteronomy. And we ask her, who wrote Deuteronomy? And she says, Moses. And we say, yeah, that's right, Moses wrote Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy is one of the 5 books of the Torah. Can you name all 5 books of the Torah? And she loves to name the 5 books of the Torah. Now, that took a long time to cultivate. In fact, it took us all of Genesis, all of Exodus, and all of Leviticus, and all of Numbers. But now she can say all 5 books of the Torah. It didn't happen overnight, but now she knows Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And even if your 18-month-old can't answer those questions, when you ask them, you're helping them start to form this important habit of carefully reading and communicating that God's word has value, even if it can't be fully understood yet. So faithful family worship is centered on the reading of God's word. This is the foundation of it all. And the second and third elements come in response to God's word. So we read God's word, and then we respond to God's word. First, in prayer. That's the second element of family worship. We read the Bible, and we pray in response. Someone, usually the Father prays. And when you pray, be sure to praise God for what he revealed about himself in that passage of scripture that you just read. Pray for God's work in and through your family and in your local church family. And also, pray for the nations. We'll talk more about that in a later session. We want to root our prayers in the scripture that we just read, right? And that has the spiritual benefit of ensuring we're praying for the right things, that our prayers are rooted in God's desires, but it also has the practical benefit of making sure our prayers don't sound the same every day. We want to show our children a vibrant, scripture-saturated prayer life, and we want to pray using the language of the Bible in a way that doesn't sound rote or boring every day. Our family worship guides at GodCenteredFamily.org have three prayer points for every day. One for your family, one for your local church family, and one for the nations. So that we want to help you cultivate that discipline of praying in a biblical way. So we read the Bible, we pray in response, and number three, sing in response. So for many families, I'm going to get real here, many families think that singing together is just the easiest part of family worship to skip. So many people think that this is just going to be awkward because we're all going to be standing, kind of mumbling the song and just kind of staring at each other. Or we think it's going to be a waste of time, like, oh, our kids aren't going to learn anything from singing. But friends, that could not be further from the truth. Whether everyone in your family is a horrible singer or all of your children are elite musical prodigies, God is glorified when we sing to him. He is. He is worthy of your praise. He is worthy of your family's praise. So praise him together. It's important that we choose songs that are rich in biblical truth. You know, we don't just want to sing Taylor Swift. We want to sing biblical songs. We want to sing meaty, theological songs that will continue to teach our children as they learn the words and reflect on those words and sing them as they go about their day. We want them to be singing and remembering and reflecting on biblical truth. And the best songs for family worship will reflect on the same themes that we're seeing in the passages that we're reading that week, so that our singing is directly fueled and multiplied and expanded by what we see in God's Word. Our family worship guides recommend two song choices each week. One is a classic song, a hymn, and one is a modern song. And that's just so that you can choose whatever you're comfortable with. If you don't like a song or find it hard to sing or just don't prefer that style of music, we give you two choices. And what I recommend is singing the same song, picking a song at the beginning of the week and singing it for the full 7 days so that everyone in the family can really learn and reflect on the words. And what does it actually look like? You can sing a cappella. You can sing along with a recording. Some people like to pull up lyric videos on YouTube so that they can follow along, kind of like family worship karaoke. You can sing along with an instrument if somebody is able to play without being a distraction. You can sing out of hymnals. You can print out lyric sheets, whatever you want to do. How you sing or how well you sing is not as important as the God we are singing to. He is worthy of our praise. So friends, let's praise him. He's worthy of it. We read the Bible, we pray in response, and we sing in response. I hope you see the importance of each of these three elements of family worship, and I hope that you're starting to craft a plan for implementing each of these elements in your own home.